Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. Campaigning gains momentum for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Secunderabad in Telangana, emphasizes need to understand rich culture and heritage of different regions. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to address high-level session of 79th UN General Assembly in New York shortly. Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah killed in Israeli strikes on Beirut. And in football, India beat Nepal 4-2 in semi-final of SAF Under-17 Championship in Singapore. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. Political parties have intensified their election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Addressing public rallies in Jammu and Haryana, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "The people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for the children." He said, "The huge voting in the last two phases of assembly elections in the Union Territory is a testimony to this." Referring to the setting up of various educational, health and other institutions, including the IITs and AIIMS and infrastructure projects like tunnels, the Prime Minister assured that in the coming times, Jammu and Kashmir's development will be further boosted.
बीते 10 सालों में जम्मू को आईआईटी, आईआईएम और एम्स जैसे बड़े संस्थान मिले। कठुआ और सांबा जिले के कंडी क्षेत्र में भी नई सड़कें बनवाई जा रही है। चत्तरगला टनल बनने से कठुआ और डोडा की कनेक्टिविटी और बेहतर होगी। अब वाइब्रेंट विलेज प्रोग्राम के तहत सीमा से सटे गांवों का विकास किया जा रहा है। यहां जम्मू रिंग रोड पर भी तेजी से काम चल रहा है।
Mr. Modi accused Congress of making army families yearn for one rank, one pension for four decades. He said after forming the government in 2014, his government implemented OROP. Speaking at BJP's Jan Ashirwad rally at Hisar in Haryana, Prime Minister said there can be no stability in a state where the Congress is in power, as the party makes false promises and then shrugs them off after the elections. The Prime Minister said the BJP is solving the problems of farmers, whereas the Congress sees farmers as a vote bank only. Referring to the surgical strikes carried out by the Indian Army on this day in 2016 on terror launch pads across the LOC, Mr. Modi accused the Congress of raising questions about the credibility of the Indian Defence Forces by asking for proof of the strikes.
Congress wo party hai jisne hamari fauj se surgical strike ke saboot mange the, jo aaj bhi surgical strike ko lekar Pakistan ki bhasha bolti hai. Desh ke liye mar mitne walon ka Congress kabhi samman nahi kar sakti.
BJP leader and Union Minister Manohar Lal said the INDIA bloc did not join hands because they feared defeat in the state. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties also canvassed actively for their candidates. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of next month. Addressing her first election rally at Bishnah in Jammu, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra alleged that Lieutenant Governor has been working for the outsiders and not for the people of Jammu and Kashmir. She alleged that all small businesses are being destroyed by bringing in outside companies.
ऐसी भी नीतियाँ बन रही हैं बाहर वालों के लिए बन रही हैं। 450 मिनरल के जो ब्लॉक हैं, उनमें से 200 के ठेके बाहर के लोगों को दिए हैं। आपकी रेत है, आपकी बजरी है, बाहर भेजी जा रही है। 10 मिनरल के ब्लॉक हैं, 26 रेत के खनन सारे ठेके बाहर के इनके मित्रों को दिए गए हैं। बाहर की कंपनियों को ला ला कर आपके जितने भी छोटे कारोबार हैं उनको खत्म किया जा रहा है.
Speaking to reporters in Jammu, former Chief Minister and Chairman of the Democratic Progressive Azad Party, DPAP, Ghulam Nabi Azad targeted the National Conference and the Congress over the issue of Article 370. Voting for 40 assembly segments in the last phase will be held on Tuesday. The Election Commission of India today urged all voters in Maharashtra to participate in the upcoming state assembly elections in large numbers and make the Festival of Democracy a success. Addressing media following a two-day visit to Maharashtra to assess preparations for the elections, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the team, which included Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sudhbir Singh Sandhu, met with representatives from 11 political parties who presented their request to the commission as well as various enforcement agencies.
सभी पार्टीज ने ऑलमोस्ट पहले तो ये कहा कि दिवाली और देव दिवाली और छठ की फेस्टिविटीज हैं, काफी फेस्टिवल सीजन है आगे, तो उसको ध्यान में रखकर ही चुनावों की घोषणा डेट्स की जाए. उन्होंने ये भी कहा कि चुनावों की तारीख को सप्ताह के मध्य में रखा जाए ताकि शहर के लोग छुट्टियों को आपस में मिला के इधर उधर जाने की कोशिश न करें.
The BJP today criticized the Congress over the NUDA scam in Karnataka. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and his family amassed huge wealth by misusing land and government authority in the MUDA scam. He questioned the Congress central leadership for standing with the accused in the scam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees tomorrow through video conferencing. He will inaugurate the Pune metro section from District Court to Swar Gate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Swar Gate Katraj extension of Pune Metro Phase 1. Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation the Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project covering an expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of the Central Government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Sholapur Airport. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu has said that celebrations like Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav will help in the exchange of culture and increase awareness of the rich heritage of various places in the country. Inaugurating the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam, Secunderabad in Telangana this evening, the president said culture, heritage and art will strengthen unity in diversity. The Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav is the first event dedicated to the rich and diverse cultural heritage of the Northeast states. The vibrancy of the Northeast region has been brought alive at the Mahotsav, which will be open to the public from tomorrow until the 6th of next month. Speaking on the occasion, the President highlighted the need to understand the rich culture and heritage of different regions.
ये उत्सव सांस्कृतिक आदान प्रदान का बढ़ावा देने का भी एक अवसर है. पूर्वोत्तर की परंपराओं और प्रतिभाओं को आगे लाकर हम सब इन राज्यों के कारीगरों, कलाकारों और समुदायों को सशक्त बनाने की दिशा में प्रयास कर रहे हैं. उनकी प्रतिभा को व्यापक स्तर पर लोगों तक पहुंचाने तथा उनके विकास के नए अवसर पैदा करने के लिए एक मंच भी प्रदान कर रहे हैं.
In Bihar, strict vigil is being maintained to safeguard all embankments and barrages in view of the discharge of over 10 lakh cubic of water in the Gandak and Kosi basins. A massive volume of water has been released from the Kosi and Gandak barrages following heavy rainfall in catchment areas of rivers in northern Bihar and Nepal. A high alert for flash floods for the next 24 hours has been issued for 13 districts located in the Gandak and Kosi basins, including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Saran, Supaul, Seharsa and Madhepura. Talking to Akashvani News, the District Magistrate, DM of Supaul, Kaushal Kumar said, all floodgates of the Kosi barrage have been opened. He said a constant vigil is being maintained for the safeguards of the embankment. The DM said villagers from embankment and low-lying areas have been shifted to safer places.
निगरानी बढ़ाती क्योंकि ये रात बहुत क्रिटिकल है. मुझे लगता है कि रात तक जो डिस्चार्ज मैक्सिमम लेवल तक रहेगा और स्टेबल होगा तो उसके बाद फिर डिस्चार्ज कम होता है तो कटाव शुरू होता है, तो उसके लिए सभी इंजीनियर्स को कहा गया है कि तटबंध पे सतत निगरानी रखें, अगर कहीं सीपेज होता है, कहीं पे कटाव होता है तो तुरंत उस पर कार्रवाई करें। नेक्स्ट 24 तो हाईली क्रिटिकल हम लोग के लिए। लो लाइंग एरिया में जहाँ पे चूंकि तटबंध के अंदर हम लोग 25 पंचायत के करीब बसते हैं और तो वहाँ से लोग रेक्वेट हुए हैं।
The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Lakshadweep and Kerala tomorrow. IMD also forecast light to moderate rainfall over Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. External Affairs Minister will address a high-level session of the 79th UN General Assembly in New York shortly. The theme for the general debate is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. The Consulate General of India in New York has informed the Indian-American community that no new changes have been introduced in the recent past for OCI cardholders. In a social media post, the Consulate General said that news reports claiming restrictions have been placed on OCI cardholders are false. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes on Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group has also confirmed Israeli claims that its leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed. Earlier, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant General Nadav Shoshani announced on social media that Hassan Nasrallah is dead. Moreover, the commander of Hezbollah's southern front, Ali Karki, along with additional Hezbollah commanders, was also killed in the airstrike in Beirut's southern suburb of Tahiyeh. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The Israeli Defense Forces conducted a large-scale air assault on densely populated neighborhood of Beirut, Lebanon. The attack reduced several residential buildings to rubble and targeted Hezbollah's main underground headquarters in the Tahiyeh suburb. The attack came shortly after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's defense speech in the United Nations General Assembly. Hassan Nasrallah, who had led the Iran-backed group for more than 32 years, was reportedly present at the headquarters during the strikes. His death marks the end of an era for Hezbollah and potentially signals a significant shift in regional dynamics. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The nation is remembering the Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar, on her 95th birth anniversary today. Born on the 28th of September in 1929, for decades the legendary singer mesmerized millions with her soul-stirring melodies that have become timeless classics. In sports news, in football, India defeated Nepal 4-2 in a high-octane semi-final of SAFF Under-17 2024 Championship at the Chang Rinsang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan. In the final, India will face Bangladesh on the 30th of September. After a goalless first half, India scored through Rishi Singh, H. Bhyun Kim and a double goal of Vishal Yadav. For Nepal, Subhash Bam scored their first goal of the match, while an own goal by India's Mohammad Kaif allowed Nepal to reduce the margin. In cricket, the day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh has been called off due to rain without a ball being bowled at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. For Bangladesh, Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday afternoon. The visitors were 107 runs for 3 wickets after 35 overs at the end of the play. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow at 11 a.m. Campaigning gains momentum for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Secunderabad in Telangana, emphasizes need to understand rich culture and heritage of different regions. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to address high-level session of the 79th UN General Assembly in New York shortly. Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah killed in Israeli strikes on Beirut. And in football, India beat Nepal 4-2 in semi-final of SAFF Under-17 Championship in Thimphu. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.